All right, friends, I think we're good to go. Welcome to Inflation Friday. This is your host, Enoch Lupikisha, and I feel I've mispronounced my surname. Yeah, I feel I have not done justice to pronouncing my own surname. Yeah. Welcome to Inflation Friday, everyone. This is the day we discuss the aspect of inflation. Before we get into it, allow me to make mention that if it's your first time here, thank you so much for listening into Ground Zero. This is definitely a platform for us to have such kind of interactions, solid, life-changing, as well as very informative and educative. If it's your next time, if it's your second time, I don't know the right English for that. But yeah, if it's not the first time you're listening to a podcast done by Enoch or Ground Zero episode, welcome back. We love you here. We enjoy your presence. We treasure you. We respect you. You're a king, Igwe, everything like that. And it's just amazing to definitely have individuals keep coming back and listening to such amazing content. I really, really appreciate it. And it's not taken for granted. So allow me also to make mention of one thing that most of us have been asking. You know what? How just are you going to divide your time? How are you going to split your time? Young man, listen, you're president, right, of an institution, and you've got so much going on. You have so much to deal with the expectations. You've got your academics, you've got your ABCD, and why still podcast? Why did you just stop podcasting? Why not just focus on your academics and then just, you know, continue acing in that area, continue being a leader, president, and whatnot? Why still podcasting? Because I love podcasting. Because we need to create an informed generation. Because that is my pride. My pride is seeing an informed generation that can make decisions on what is effective for their living. This is why we are podcasting. But don't worry about time. I think the Lord God will chip in and definitely help us with managing effective time and ensuring that we develop best habits so that the content is not diluted, because there's so much to do, and that we still get to have time to engage and have such kind of interactions. So we're going to succeed in the name of Jesus, anyways. And this is actually the plan that we have as individuals. I think as young people, if anything, if there's something you're passionate about, if there's something that you really see as part of your vision, go for it, pursue it. And yes, it is true. It's very difficult to have a social life these days. It's very, very difficult. People misunderstand you. They misunderstand your schedules. They misunderstand what you do. But at the end of the day, young man, keep doing what you have to do, and you're definitely going to get there. I think that's one of the greatest pressures that people have these days. Like, but welcome to Ground Zero. Welcome to Inflation Friday. And today we're discussing the concept of inflation. So I took time to move around and just ask a few people on what they think inflation is, on what they think the current inflation rate is. So let's hear that input as we start our episode today. Welcome to Ground Zero. I'm glad you're here.
Well, I think inflation is a general... And there's a general increase in price of goods, okay? due to forces of the market, okay? Such as scarcity of certain resources. So as a result, things are hiked because there's less of one thing and more of the other.
What do you understand by the term inflation?
It's when you get a deflated balloon, put some air in it, inflate it. Inflation.
Alright.
I don't know.
So inflation is an increase in the economical cost over a given period of time. I can consider this harmful personally because it raises the prices and lowers the purchasing power. This can be related to some years back, like what happened some years back when we had an unstable economy where it was costly to survive, like commodities were sold at a very high price and the economy was not stable. Yeah, that is what I feel inflation is.
The first thing that comes to mind when you hear the term inflation?
Voila. I think.
Would you happen to know the current inflation rate?
Nah. Totally 0%.
Have you ever heard of inflation being discussed or in conversation elsewhere, Facebook or anywhere else?
Yeah, but not that much. Just from a distance.
Okay, I think I would say figures and something like that. But I think it's something to do with figures, as in Yeah, something like that.
All right, thanks.
So the question still remains the same. What is the first thing that comes at the top of your head when you hear the term inflation? When you hear the word inflation, what's the first thing that comes to the top of your head? I'm really glad I got things such as inflating balloon with air, such as, you know, I do not know, or I've just heard it on Facebook, or, you know, it's the increase in price, or, you know, stuff like that. It's really amazing to get to get a wide or broader perspective of what we think inflation is, because that definitely just broadens the aspect of what it can be and what we can translate it into. Now, one amazing thing about trying to understand something is the power of imagination behind that. And how you define it speaks to how it affects you. So follow me carefully as we try and explain the aspect of inflation. Yes, it is indeed true that inflation speaks to the increase in prices of commodities, right? So by commodities, I mean goods and services. The increase in price of sugar, the increase in price of kapenta, the increase in price of tomatoes, the increase in price of salt. When we start seeing prices of the things that we buy increase, that is what is called inflation. And that means that the cost of living is kind of becoming a little bit high or increasing on the upright, right? So I think the question that is, okay, wait, so for how long has been inflation going on? Oh, a lot of years, trust me. It's been in existence. Like, it's just been there saying, so a family member in the country, and I think we have experienced our own upside downs of inflation. Let me give you a quick example, for example, because there are many types of inflation that we can speak to, but this is not a kind of conversation where we go into the academic thing of, you know what, the hyperinflation is this kind of a thing, and then there's this kind of a thing as well that speaks to inflation. This is us understanding inflation and knowing how it affects us. This is us also trying to look at how best can we adjust with the aspect of inflation, knowing that we're living in an economy that is subject to inflation. That kind of a conversation. So in Zimbabwe, there was a time that they experienced something that is called as hyperinflation, where the prices of goods would dramatically increase in the shortest period of time, right? Tendogula bread lead, mtengwach, tangenam shop, tendoripi that a present 50 kwacha, that kind of a thing, where, you know, prices drastically increase within the, you know, shortest amount of time. But the main idea behind the inflation aspect in the country is that there's what they call an inflation rate, which is a percentage at which prices are measured to be increasing in that particular year. That's the question that you're going to hear response to when we start getting feedback on what do you think the current inflation rate is. So now that we understand that inflation is just goods and services increasing in the price, how do they increase? Like, how do they just increase? Hey, you know what? Lota kwele ka mtengo dilo. I think apa manje sugar tenzo gula 25 kwa. Chamuza gula 45 manje apa kaya. Pebed za chita. You know, like, how are those decisions made? I think that's like the underlying question. How would someone just say, you know what? I think apa sugar kwele ka. Because I think we've been seeing the price of sugar literally increasing over time. We've been seeing that. And there are so many factors that contribute to that. There are so many factors that contribute to prices increasing. It can be trade with neighboring countries or international forces and whatnot. But the underlying question for us to understand, I'm really interested in us getting the whole Zambian aspect of the internal concept of how these things have been changing over time. So that we just get the underlying concept. We understand that we know there's inflation going on in our economy, and this is how we deal with it. So yes, allow me to state again, we are having inflation. It's not new. It's not something to scare you. It's been there. If anything, now it's dropped. The rate has dropped than it was last year. But it's been there. I just want us to literally soak it in, saying, hey, you know what? We are going through this change economic-wise. How do we adapt? That kind of a thing. So there are two things that would lead to... there are two aspects that will speak to how prices change, how prices increase, right? So for me to explain this, because I would love a layman person to understand exactly what I'm speaking to, let's look at the aspect of the buyer and the seller. So the buyer is a person who needs a commodity, a good or a service, right? This person is me and you, right? We need to buy a phone, we need to buy sugar, we need to buy salt. You are a buyer if you are willing and capable of buying something. That is what these people are intelligent, or these people who are educated, the economists, they call these are people on the demand side, right, of the economy, because they are the ones who are on the buying side. Then there's what they call people on the supply side. These are the suppliers. These are the shop owners. These are the wholesalers. These are the manufacturers. These are the people who are supplying you with the gig. The ones who are selling you sugar. The ones who are making your life sweet. Yeah, those are the suppliers. Those are the ones on the supply side. The supplier can be you as well. You who has a business and you're supplying something, you are a supplier. You contribute to the aspect of inflation. I'm not saying that to scare you, but that's just a fact. So let's understand that that's how it works. Yes, you and me as people who buy contribute to inflation, and you and me as people who are doing businesses in exchange for goods and services and whatnot, we also contribute to inflation. So yes, all of us play a critical role when it comes to the aspect of inflation. Yeah? Good, great. I hope now we understand that. And it's not something to scare you. Please know you contribute to the inflation rates or to the inflation of a country, because you are the key participants in that society. Yes, you play a very important role. Yeah, that's what it is. So now here's what happens. Let's take, for example, John. John supplies. Let's think of something that John supplies. John supplies what? What now? It is. What can John supply? The thing is that so many examples that can be, you know, supplied, but I want the easiest one. I want the quickest one. At the top of my head, John supplies this. You know, John supplies that. Okay, let's just say John supplies perfumes, right? You know how in university we have got individuals who supply products to students and whatnot. The main reason, friends, the main reason you go in a business is to make profits. Yeah? Isn't it? The main reason you go into a business, the main reason you sell something, is to make a profit off that thing. Meaning you would want to get more money than you actually spent on it. Yeah? So here's what happens. I go to John. Hey, John, you know what? I love some perfume, right? Smart collections, number blah, 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 blah. He's like, hey, I got you. No problem. John buys that smart collection from his supplier at 20 kwacha, because he wants to make profit, he wants to cover for transport, he wants to cover for moving it and whatnot. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna sell it to you at 35 kwacha. I buy at 35. Oh, great, cool. So manje, the people who are literally into the people in whom the suppliers are getting the raw materials to make the whole perfume, smart collections and whatnot, we find ourselves in a situation where they, hey, you know what? The cost of us making this product has increased. We can't sell it at 20 kwacha anymore to John. For us to also make a profit, we have to what? Increase the price. Yeah? So John goes, hey, you know what? I have another customer. I want to buy perfume, smart collections. I need 4. They're like, hey, John, you know what? We do have smart collections in place, but because our cost is actually high to produce smart collections these days, how about the new price is now 35 kwacha? Then you'll be like, okay, so I'm buying it at 35, but John still have to make a profit, yeah? So John will be like, hey, you know what? Here's the thing, 45. So you're at 45. Even don't have to do that, but enough to do that. You have to do that. You have to create a cash. I hope this example has made you understand that at any level of price being increased, it's all about, number one, the supplier making profit. Yeah, the supplier has to get his principal money and then making more profit on top of that. Yeah, that's how it works. However, we people who buy are buying something because of the value it has or because of how it's going to be useful to us. So if you want to smell good, I'm like, John, you know what, just give me that thing at 35. I'm gonna buy it anyway, right? So when suppliers see people are still willing to buy at 35, even though it was at 20. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we'll see what John is doing. Well, at least maybe he's still selling at 20. Maybe he'll be like, hey, John, people are still buying. Yeah, you know what? I'm also increasing 30. When that chain continues, you know what? People literally are affording this. We are going to buy. When people continue buying, As long as they want to make more profit, as long as they still want to make more money, they'll continue increasing in prices. And as long as the cost of producing a product increases, they'll continue increasing the price. Because for a supplier, it's all about them making a profit. While it's for you who's buying, it's about the utility. For you, it's about what value am I getting in return? This is why some of you, when you walk to a shop, when they tell you this is so much, you're like, you know what? No. Because you don't see the exact value of that product or of that service that they're offering at that price. This is why you can easily turn down. You can easily turn down an offer and say, hey, boss, just for you to MC at my event at that price. I know MCing is now expensive, but I don't think you can do a very good job. Because for you as a buyer, for you who's paying for a service or a commodity, it's about the value. I hope that just speaks to how you should buy things. Don't just buy things, buy because of utility and whatnot. But yeah, that's the thing. That's how you find inflation, because it's affected by these two sides. The buyers, you and me who are buying things, and the suppliers who want to make a profit because they're in business. It's their lifestyle. It's what they want to make inflation of. That's what happens. So that's the basic explanation I can give about what inflation is, because of the increase in price and whatnot. We can definitely go technical about inflation if you don't mind. We can go on how we look at, okay, you know what, this is how international trade, how we trade, how us trading with other countries just makes everything rather difficult, you know, how we increase prices and whatnot. So it's because of this. And one aspect I would love to speak to, you know, when I mentioned that when suppliers notice that consumers, you and me, are able to buy, they increase the price, is because we have got this institution that we call the Central Bank. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of it. In our country, it's the Bank of Zambia. It's a BOZ. That thing that's written on our notes, yeah, the BOZ. That kind of. So that institution is responsible for measuring money supply. Yes, those guys are super intelligent. I hope they are. They are super intelligent enough to literally determine how much money we have in an economy, right? So that they literally know how best to control the aspect of inflation. They play a major role on inflation's end. Yeah, I think we'll do an episode on how government can come in to solve the aspect of inflation, looking at the functions of the central bank and how we can also look at how individuals can also contribute to inflation. But now this episode is understanding inflation. So yeah, so these individuals, they measure the amount of money in an economy, and then that kind of thing happens. So when there's so much money in an economy, you won't even literally think twice about buying a product, do you? No, you'll buy it. You'll buy it. Hey, boss, no, mind you, my perfume, you're good at that. The money. Those are what we call price indicators. Yeah? So suppliers will get price indicators for them to set prices. Your willingness. You know when I said you are a buyer if you're willing and able? Exactly. So when you are willing to buy something at an increased price and are able to buy it at an increased price, the suppliers will think, you have money. Yeah, you have money. Increase the prices. You have money. You have money. You still buy. So we're still going to increase prices. And what we're going to see is, hey, you know what? Inflation is going on. If infiambo kudula. And this is because we've got so many different groups in society. We've got those who are rich, the minority, those who are middle class, the ones who suffer the most by my assumption. And we've got those who are literally poor. Yes, please, guys, please, let's understand this. In Zambia, we've got poor individuals. We've got the majority of us as Zambians are poor. Trust me, it's a whole podcast conversation on a different aspect, which really touches my heart. But that's just the main concept of what happened. So because of these different groups in society, you've got... if you've got people with the money, right, who are constantly buying things and buying things and buying things and who are able, and because supplier will tell you, OG, and then, you know, that kind of a thing. So you constantly keep on buying and that thing will come in place and inflation kind of just happens. So most, I'll explain this by saying inflation will happen because of two aspects, right? And it's influenced by the market forces. I'm sure that one of the people that we spoke to, when they said market forces, they spoke to the supply side of the market or the demand side of the market. The supply side of the economy, which is the suppliers, and the demand side of the economy, which is us who are buying things. So those are the market forces that primarily affect the aspect of inflation. Yeah? I just hope we got an education on inflation. I just hope we've understood how inflation just comes in the bits and how it just kind of, you know, makes everything flow. So yeah, that's what inflation is, and that's how it happens, because they are price indicators of us buying things, and that's how prices will keep on growing. If we constantly keep on buying things at a high price and at a high price, it's telling the suppliers that, you know what, there's money in an economy. Boom, you can increase price for you to make more profit. However, I'm sure you're asking yourselves, what exactly happens when, you know, they have increased the price of commodities because they think we have money, and then we stop buying? It's logic, right? They'll start reducing bit by bit, right? Exactly. That's how the market works. You start reducing your prices bit by bit by bit by bit until you sell your products. So don't get confused. Don't take you know, like, that's just the basic aspect. I'm saying this, so I don't do economics. So yeah, but that's just the basics. So when we reach a point where we have suppliers saying, hey, you know what, it's not the, but people are not buying, they'll start reducing the prices. They'll say, okay, you know what, let's just try and make minimal profits, and then let's see people buy. If you don't buy, less, you know what, just reduce it, and then it'll reach a point when there's equal demand for that product and there's equal supply for that product, and that's the price that is going to maintain. Here's what I mean. When we have a product initially going for 20 kwacha, and a lot of people are buying. I start saying, people are still buying, you know? But this good has to go off my shelf. I'll start reducing. If I know that at 30 kwacha, you still buy and I'll still make profit, I'll maintain 30 kwacha. And that's how it works. So if me, my product is going at 30 kwacha, and then Musonda somewhere is like, you know what, they're also not buying at 50. So Musonda will drop to 35. So you find that the market price for that product, the same product that different sellers are selling, will be within 25 to 35. And then obviously you go for the cheapest, but you again go for the most convenient. So if Musonda is closest to you, you buy from Musonda who's selling at 35. If Enoch is closest to you, buy from Enoch who's selling at 30. If Frederick is closest to you, buy from Frederick who's got 26, 27, you know, that kind of a thing. This is how you see prices are different, but they're in the similar range of a bracket in society or in the economy. And friends, that is the concept of inflation. So prices will still increase. Prices are going to increase. And they'll increase because, number one, the cost of production is high, right? So the cost of production is not the same. Don't forget that even the individual who's literally manufacturing the perfume has to pay taxes to government to begin with. They have to pay what is called taxes. So you to manufacture, you have to pay taxes to government. No, shan. You have to buy machinery, equipment. You have to buy raw materials to make that perfume. So if initially all of that costed, for you to make that one bottle of perfume, if all of that costed 15 kwacha, you sell it at what? 20 kwacha. But now if government has increased taxes, you're like, I still want to make a profit, right? Increase it. Sell it at 17 kwacha. And then if we have someone buying it at 17, they want to make a profit, they also increase if they were initially buying it at 15. You see? That also speaks to how inflation kind of works around. So cost of production also speaks to inflation. And I'm sure you've noticed that recently in the country, the cost of producing goods and services is increasing from time and again. Taxes, cost of import. So what I mean is this. You know, it's not every raw material that you have in the country to produce every good that you want to produce if you're a manufacturer. Yeah? So if I order my raw materials from Botswana, and then in Botswana they've got their own issues of taxes, and then wakwelekama taxes kule. Those want to make profit, they're like, for us to export this to Zambia, we're going to increase it. You get what I'm saying, right? So inenganashita kunom Zambia. And then the thing is that I've noticed that there's an increase. I have to cover up for my profits. I'll also increase on the product that I'm producing. You see? So because of that kind of a thing. So now we're going to talk about how that affects you as an individual, how it affects you as a society, how it affects you as a country. Ladies and gentlemen, Let's first listen to what exactly the people think the inflation rate is. Then we'll chip into discussing how that affects us. And then we're going to close from there.
What's the current inflation rate in the country?
I honestly don't know, but I think it's above 10.
All right, thanks. And what do you think is the current inflation rate?
I'm not sure about it.
Do you have any idea what would be the current inflation rate?
No.
Lovely response right there. Amazing response right there. Getting different opinions on what we think the inflation rate is. As I said, the inflation rate is a percentage at which we are having our goods and services increase in price. Right. So they have the current inflation rate is at 9.7%. We saw our president, His Excellency, I wanted to say my name, but you're not there yet. Anyway, we saw our president say, you know what, it's 9.7%. Those people who understand economics, explain to our people what this means and how good of a thing it is. Well, boss, just calm down a minute. Just relax. Yeah, so we were Akuma 20s last year in July. I think we're about 20-something percent in increase. So goods were increasing by 25%, you know, since last year July. So now it has dropped to 9.7%, right? Is this a good thing? Yes, however, not entirely. But anyway, so we'll have another episode literally discuss on why we've got the inflation rate, you know, decreased, but the cost of living is still high. We'll definitely do that. I think I'm going to bring an expert on that kind of front before I share my own views on it. So let's look at how inflation affects you as a person. And friends, this is where we go back to the aspect of saying, as a country, if we subdivide ourselves in these three groups, the rich, which is the minority, the middle class, these people are trying to fit in somewhere. Like, you're not there, but you think you're there. Or, you know, because society kind of tames or thinks that you are there. And then you've got people who are literally living below the poverty datum line, like people who are literally poor. And it's sad. It's sad in a country that has independence of over 50 years and we literally have the majority suffering. Whereas the government, I'm not going to entirely blame the government. We all play a role. I understand how economic factors work. But anyway, that's another topic. How does it affect you? So, for the middle class, who I think it affects the most, here's why. Your salary that you get maintains, wireless, prices of commodities still increase. Yeah? Did you get that? If you get paid, if you're on a salary, obviously that's a fixed amount of money that you get paid for a job done. So your salary is still the same, but prices are still increasing. How do you adjust? I think we need a whole budgeting lesson for civil servants, right? You see, that aspect, it affects the middle class. It hurts them because you want to live a certain lifestyle. You know, you each in your region, which let me buy. You know, like, you know, this is a Reebok, your Reebok shoe, let me buy. You have your own reasons for that. I'm not here to stop you. I mean, do what you must. I mean, that's all you. I respect that. But inflation will affect us because we'll be unable, or our purchasing power reduces. Here's what that means. If in 2019, when you go to ShopRite with 100 purchases, my friends, you walk out with a full plastic. Today, if you go in ShopRite with 100 kwacha, the bag will be barely half. That's how it affects us. You pay about the equivalent as you did last time, but you get reduced in value. And this is where it hurts you. Because if you remember, I made mention that as we are the buyers, as on the buying side, we buy commodities because we want to get maximum value out of it. So when I was buying 5-6 pieces of something in 100 kwacha, now I'm only able to buy 3. That's a problem. You get it, friends, right? That is how inflation affects us. And as individuals, you find that students are affected, guys, a whole lot. Trust me. You find that you don't have enough financial muscle. So that from the little that you get, you have to adjust your needs and wants. Yeah, the economy puts you in that fix. You have to adjust. So if you know, I think our girlfriends should just literally help us by not demanding too much. That's another podcast that I'm not going to do. We don't do that here, but I'll recommend some FBA podcasts, platforms you can have a conversation around that, or hear conversations around that. But yeah, so That was a joke, by the way. So the thing is, yeah, we are affected as individuals as well because our buying power reduces. You can buy the same amount of products, you can buy the same amount of goods and services that you used to buy in the same amount of money. It affects us. It means to a certain extent, you don't become as effective financially as you were before. You don't call the shots. I hope you understand. You know, that kind of thing. You know what? If you're not $10, now you can't do the same things you used to do with the same money because the prices are high. So you have to reduce, you have to learn budgeting. Mm-hmm. Mostly civil servants. I would recommend that any day, anytime, anywhere. Give me a platform, I'll say it openly. Civil servants need a whole full budgeting lesson, some financial literacy, so that we kind of have our people in check, you know? And yeah, and I think you agree with me with this, that the largest employer, the government, does not increase prices, I mean, salaries, each and every time. It takes time. So you find that our civil servants will suffer from inflation the most. Mutenga 4 pin daddy, 6 pin panyumba daddy, and 9 pin sikwana. You have to pay rentals, you've got children, you've got family, you've got your own clothes, you've got airtime, you've got logistics, you've got food, you've got A, B, C, D. Before you know it, ulimungongole. To make matters worse, the same money you used to get paid cannot buy the same amount of things anymore. That's a problem. That's a tough problem. That's a fix that you're in. And I think we have to learn financial literacy. And this is how you adapt to inflation. This is how you literally become effective knowing that inflation is going on. Financial literacy is very important. Having a financial knowledge on how to handle your money, manage your money, grow your money, be effective with your money. That's how you fight inflation as a country, as individuals, that is, right? So it affects an entire nation because of all these factors that come in. But when it comes to how you can survive inflation, I'll give you one hint. I want to give one in this one. I think in more episodes, we'll be talking about how best we can adjust to inflation. Number one, understand inflation. Yeah, as I hope we have understood today. Number two, taking interest in knowing at what rate that is. Know the economic factors that push the country. You are a young person, trust me, you're going to be a father one day. You're going to be a mother one day. You're going to be living alone. You're going to be earning your own money. You cannot afford not to understand the economic factors that go on. That thing of saying, hey, you know what, me, I can't do, no, me, I don't participate in that kind of a thing in economic conversation, says who, my friend? You are affected. You are literally affected, and it's a problem. You must know, you must be informed that you're able to adjust. You need to learn to plan for the future. Yeah, you are an individual. When you have an understanding of inflation, plan for the future. Make investments. Yeah? This is how you fight inflation. This is how you're able to understand inflation at a personal level. This is how you're able to adjust to inflation at a personal level. There are different levels that you can, you know, adjust to inflation, but I'll speak to a personal level because I believe these are young people listening to my voice right now. These are individuals who literally have got a problem with their money. These are individuals who we are in conversation with. So please, 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 friends, learn how to plan for the future. Understand basic economic things. Take keen interest. You see a post about some inflation or some government talking about prices, read it. Just take time. I know TikTok is fun. You love laughing. Laughing is the best medicine. I recommend you for that. But take keen interest. Learn something. Get understanding. I wanted to say the Bible says above all get understanding. I hope you can, you know, just look at how passionate I am about this kind of thing. But yeah, so yeah, get understanding. And from there, you're going to learn on, okay, you know what? If prices are going to be increasing at this rate this year, I think it's best. I think let's cut down that kind of a want. Let's replace it with that need. Let's grow as people, as individuals. Friends, this is where we literally say we close for today's episode on Ground Zero. Inflation Friday. I hope you've understood what inflation is. And factors, some of the factors that contribute to inflation and how you as a person can adjust to inflation. So to the episode, Inflation, What Are You? This is the content. And I'm going to leave you right now as we discuss more things. I think in the next episode, we'll try and discuss more and more on factors that literally affect us economic-wise and whatnot, have a smooth conversation around that. But if you have questions on inflation, if you'll have to get clarity on something, if you'll have to engage in the aspect of inflation, do not forget to literally send in voice messages on this podcast platform that you can definitely get, I would definitely reply back. I got you. I understand that there's limited time, but I got you. I will definitely respond. And before I leave, I would just love to say that may the good Lord bless you, and may you get understanding about everything else. May you succeed in everything that you do, and may you make sure that in everything you do, you don't forget the Lord. Yes, this is an Econ student talking about Jesus. Yeah, do not forget the Lord in everything you do. Zambia is a wonderful country. Zambia is a beautiful country. Zambia is a country you can definitely take the lead in championing the change. I believe in young people. I believe in an informed generation. I believe in all of us. And yes, I believe in you. It has been Enoch, and thank you for listening to Ground Zero.